And Kat, how do you think about this issue of comparison and links both to other periods of history covered within the curriculum or links to other subjects as well?
So I completely agree with what Anwesha has said. I think, for example, if you were looking at something like the legacy of the British Empire and partition appeared as a case study of empire, you'd be taking away agency from Indian history, and you'd also be doing the same with whatever other case studies you would compare partition to. I think that by making comparisons, you run the risk of downplaying the importance of the events that you are looking at. Events like partition need to be studied in their own right, and making comparisons just risks simplifying history. So like Anwesha, I guess I would caution against making comparisons as a routine method of trying to contextualise history or make the past accessible to pupils. With regards to making cross-curricular links, it's clear that aspects of other subjects, particularly RS in the case of partition, would enhance pupils' understanding. But I would, however, caution against teaching partition through a cross-curricular lens. So, for example, teaching it from a humanities perspective and not as part of a distinct historical inquiry. And this goes for any event studied as part of a history curriculum. But I think a way around both of these issues, whether we're talking about drawing comparisons or making links to other subjects in some way, is to think about the topics that you teach and think about pupils' encounter with countries, for example, related to those topics elsewhere in the curriculum. So how does the curriculum as a whole make sense? What narrative is being told by the curriculum? How do you thread things in that help to build people's understanding of particular topics over time? Say, for example, could the introduction of different substantive concepts help pupils to later on understand particular controversies? Or could engagement with different countries, for example, help pupils to better understand the history of those countries when they're looking at different topics? A really fantastic way to do the latter is through Rich Kennett and Will Bailey Watson's Meanwhile Elsewhere project, which has its own website. It's also mentioned in an article in Teaching History. They've designed a set of resources that allow pupils to have a sideways glance, if you will, at different periods of history concurrently to what they are studying. And the intention of doing this is to broaden their historical perspective about the period in question, but also potentially to preface pupils' understanding for different events that they will later study.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. And I think we've run out of time, but Anwesha Roy and Kat Priggs, thank you so much for your time.